Good evening. I saw a beautiful pshat on the Haggadah, which I would like to share with you. There's so much, and you could read new Haggadahs every year and see new insights. We were told, Amar Belazar, let me get the exact wording. Belazar ben Azariah says, "Hare ani ki ben shivim shana, v'lo zachisi sheteamer yitzias mitzrayim balelos." So I'm 70 years old. We know that Gemara Brachos and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was chosen to take over from Gamliel. He was very young. They're not going to respect me. I don't have a beard. I don't have a white beard. So he grew. So he looked like he was 70. Hare ani ki ben shivim shana v'lo zachisi sheteamer yitzias mitzrayim balelos. I didn't think there's a mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim in the evening, atcha drasha ben zoma yimei chayecha, kol is to include the evenings. And there's a lot to say on this. What's this doing in the Haggadah? That's not a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah tonight and tomorrow night. Really has nothing, it's not unique to the Seder. That's a question that's asked. Rabbi Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Levracha has a beautiful idea. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying, Hare Ani, look at me, look at me. What do we know about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, because one Rabbi Gamliel was dismissed from being the Nasi, and they went to choose. They were looking at Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, and they picked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara said, you need to be a Chacham, you need to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham, to be the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Talmud Chacham. We know he was an Ashir. First of all, in order to be the Nasi, you need to be an Ashir. Rabbi Yashiv points to Gemara in Shabbos that says that in a 1 year, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave 12,000 animals in Maaser Behema, which means born into his flock that year, all the mathematicians in the room, 120,000 animals were born. He was an usher, a tremendously wealthy individual. So he was a Talmud Chacham, and he was an usher. We know it's not a small matter. Not everyone zochel shnei shulchan. He had both. Not only that, what else do we know about Elazar ben Azariah? In order to become a Nasi, what was another important attribute? Yichus, Zechus Avos. That's why Rabbi Akiva wasn't chosen. He didn't have Zechus Avos. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had Zechus Avos. He was Asiri LeEzra, 10th generation from Ezra. Ezra, which Chazal say the Torah could have been given through Ezra if it hadn't been given through Moshe Rabbeinu. So Talmud Chacham, Asher, Zechus Avos. What else? Siyata Deshmaya, Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed an incredible nes for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he grew a full white beard at the age of 18. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Hare Ani, look at me, I have everything. And I was not correct. Who, so to speak, stumped me? Ben Zoma. What do we know about Ben Zoma? I'll tell you one thing we don't know. His name. He doesn't have his own identity. He's Ben Zoma. He didn't have smicha. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says he would sit around the Talmid Chachamim, the Rabbanim, when they would learn, when they would talk, when they would speak. He would sit there and absorb. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying, Hare Ani, look at me. I have everything going for me. Ashiros, Talmud Chacham, Zuchus Avos, Siyata Deshmaya, Nisim happening for me. And Ben Zoma, I'm not going to say he has nothing going for him, but he doesn't even have his own identity. He doesn't have smicha. And he, Lo Zachisi, until Ben Zoma comes along. Says Rabbi Yashiv, there is no way to explain that unless there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the show. It doesn't make sense. It can't be. Because when a HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs a show, there are things that might not make sense, and they happen. I'm sure we all know people who were top of our class, whether it was in high school or college or graduate school, and didn't amount to so much professionally. And we know people who were either troublemakers or seemed somewhat unintelligent, and they rose, and now we had that happen. Why is that person who seemingly so smart and so intelligent and so charismatic is not matzliach, and this person who was whatever is... There's a Kaddish Baruch Hu who runs the show and says, Rabbi Yashiv, that's why this is in the Haggadah. You're right, it's about Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's related, but it's not Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's another message of Amunah, how the Kaddish Baruch Hu was running the world, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could say, Hare Ani, look at me, everything going for me, Ben Zoma, it's Ben Zoma, and still Lo Zachisi, until Ben Zoma comes along, because there's a Kaddish Baruch Hu running the world. And when we trust in him, the Svarim say, Kadesh Urchatz. What's the word Urchatz? We say in davening on Shabbos or on Monday and Thursday, Be'ana Rachitz. Rachitz means to believe. So Kadesh, if we have the Kedusha, which we attain through the Munah of the Seder, and then we have Urchatz, we have that Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the brachas of the Seder will shower down to us, Be'ezras Hashem.